Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
They say there's always magic in the air.
28, no, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend, 17-year member of our Brain Trust, Leslie Kossoff, one of the great experts on quality process on the planet, and the last assistant that Edwards Deming had, the godfather of quality for the human race, for humanity. She was his last assistant. What a great credential that is, Leslie. And I always love telling people about that. So I want you to talk to us about integrating quality and culture, because that's something you've been working on a lot.
I have been, and it's interesting, Jim, because you and I have been around long enough, and you know, we don't have to say how many years, but you and
right.
I have been around long enough that we've seen the changes that different generations that come into the workplace bring into the workplace, and there was a time when we were that change. But what I'm seeing now is that the change that has occurred with the millennial, if I can speak English, the millennial group that's coming in as compared to the Gen X and Gen Y.
How are you seeing a difference?
Well, it's information availability, and it is a commitment to change things for the better. They don't accept what is, and because they have access to so much more information in their hand, literally, and they're constantly looking at what's in their hand, whether it's
mm-hmm.
a pad or a bone,
mm-hmm.
they can find answers, they can find historical references, they can find options that we didn't have access to. This whole idea of how we innovated, it was a heck of a lot harder for us to be able to come up with new ideas because we didn't have as many reference points to work with in any organization. Now, every reference point is available, and the big difference attitudinally among the millennials is that they want to change things. They want their voices heard, and they want to change things. And again, just as customers can move, they view themselves as customers of the business,
mm-hmm.
even as employees, and they can move. They have choices. They have options. And the better they are, the more options they have, which has always been true. But now, because of virtual work, they have even more options.
So,
go ahead.
Finish your thought.
Well, and so from a business owner perspective, whether you are a millennial and you're starting a business, or you are a gray hair and you're hiring in millennials, you want to use this because that whole search for new answers and new ways of doing things is absolutely crucial to the quality process.
Right.
As soon as you stay the same, now you're into quality service. As long as you're looking at incremental improvement continuously, that's the basis of the quality process.
Well, the interesting thing about what you just said is that I wanted to talk about is the fact that in my experience, if there's one thing, and I always have to say this first, the millennial generation is probably the best generation of humans we've ever raised.
I agree.
Quality of individuals, they're probably the best people we've ever raised.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many good things about them. But there's one thing that does seem to puzzle people and frustrates folks like us, and that is that their head is so full of content. This is my analysis. Their head is so full of content that they don't leave enough room for context, or they won't wait on context, or they won't seek out context, or they won't sit still for me to or you to give them context. And my question, it sounds to me like, though, in your experience with them in the quality world, that it sounds like maybe that's not a problem.
That's not a problem.
But do you see my point?
I do see your point, and it's an attention span issue also, and it's because so much of, again, because of technology, they think in a strobe-like way. Their attention span is so short.
That's a great way to say it.
But yeah, but that's the way I've been thinking about it for a lot of years now.
We're more like a flickering candle in their strobe. Is that what you're saying?
They are. And so I'm not going to agree with the flickering candle bit. But, you know, we'll go with the strobe for them. But it's then the business owner's responsibility to know and understand that context so that they can use that content orientation and that strobe-like orientation to take in the ideas, identify how they can best be used, and then to deploy the people who will work to their greatest strengths to work on those things that will grab and keep their attention. Because for all of the strobe-like attention that the millennials have, when they are given something that they really want to grab onto and they want to know more about, they can go narrow and deep like we couldn't ever. And again,
and fast, and do it fast.
Absolutely, because they've got access and they
I think they're going to be able to solve so many of the world's problems, and I will be a happy camper with everything they want to do, as long as they will do one thing for me, and that is not minimize the context. And not think that if it's over 48 hours old, it's irrelevant to me.
Yes.
That's one thing that I think a lot of people complain about. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with Leslie Kossoff. More on quality and culture after these messages. Kossoff, two S's and two F's. Kossoff.com is her website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.